Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. Once again, you've just walked into the coolest and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week, we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Our guests today boast a lineup of Iowa greats and Hall of Famers. Their sensational blend of blues and rock has been wowing audiences for over 30 years now. Their latest album is called 33 and a Third. Please welcome Bob Doerr and the Blue Band!
Well, Santa brought the house down to Christmas Eve. Got a standing O from the family. Got a Cadillac for Mama and a big TV. A Bose stereo just for me. The fat band knows generosity. He brought the house down to Christmas Eve.
Santa brought the house down to Christmas Eve.
Yeah, Santa brought the house down to Christmas Eve.
Santa brought the house down to Christmas Eve.
I said Santa brought the house down to Christmas Eve. You know the fat band knows generosity. He brought the house down to Christmas Eve. Well, Santa got a Cadillac in his sack. Brought it down the chimney, and that's a fact. There wasn't much room for the big TV or the Bose stereo, just for me. I don't know how he did it, it's a mystery. Santa brought the house down to Christmas Eve.
Santa brought the house down to Christmas Eve.
Yeah, Santa brought the house down to Christmas Eve.
Santa brought the house down to Christmas Eve.
I said Santa brought the house down to Christmas Eve. You know, the fat man knows generosity. He brought the house down to Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve.
Santa brought the house down to Christmas Eve.
Yeah, Santa brought the house down to Christmas Eve.
Santa brought the house down to Christmas Eve.
I said Santa brought the house down to Christmas Eve. You know the fat man knows generosity. He brought the house down. Everybody singing.
Santa brought the house down to Christmas Eve.
Yeah, Santa brought the house down to Christmas Eve.
Santa brought the house down to Christmas Eve.
I said Santa brought the house down to Christmas Eve. You know the fat man knows generosity. Brought the house down to Christmas Eve. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
We're jumping right into the spirit with Bob Doerr and the Blue Band, a holiday edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer with the pleasure of being next to the stage with so many Hall of Famers, so much talent over so many years. Bob Doerr, welcome to you first and foremost. Thanks for being with us and bringing your band.
Like brush with greatness for me to be here with you.
Bob, introduce us to the rest of your band, because this is nice to see you. I've enjoyed your band since my college years.
Yikes!
And every time there are a few new faces.
There are.
Not that it grows, because you would have like 30 players if nobody left. Somebody leaves, somebody comes, right? So who's in the band now, Bob?
Sometimes it just feels like there's 30 players, six at a time. A recent graduate of the University of Northern Iowa's School of Music, Nolan Schrader, is the sax player. Nolan is a really, he's probably one of the best in the state of Iowa bassoon players as well. From Iowa City and one-time sideman with Little Ed and the Blues Imperials and the horn player of the Diplomats of Solid Sound from Iowa City, Eddie McKinley is blowing the sax for you. One of the three of us who played Java Blend, what was that, 8, 10 years ago?
We were trying to figure that out the other day, Bob. Maybe 2005,
three of us actually were
like
here, but that was a morning show.
Yes. We were crazy back then.
Details, details, details. Also from Iowa City, twice inducted into the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and an Iowa Blues Hall of Fame inductee, the Chief Steve Hayes back
there
on the drums. Thirty-three and a third years of the Blue Band this year, and this the first time we've ever had a full-time member from Marshalltown, Iowa. So we're getting around.
Go Marshalltown.
Doug Norton is the bass player and singer. Also twice inducted into the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and it probably would have been more, but he's only played in two bands for the last 40 years. My partner in the Blue Band for 33 years, Jeff Peterson.
Jeff. Woo! Thank you.
A quick note that that's Dennis McReynold back there in the back. He doesn't play a note, but he's every bit as important as those who do, our stage manager. And here's truly Bob Doerr, and I've been on Iowa Public Radio for 42 years. Woo!
Bob Doerr, let's go back to music. I want to go back to the founding year tell you a little bit, not what's happening with your band, because I want you to do that, but what was going on 33 and a third years ago.
In 1981.
Yes.
All right.
So maybe you can be thinking
refresh
about that.
Refresh me.
that's to come. Let's go back to music.
Okay.
If we could first, you can think, I'll ponder that. What were you doing in 1981? What's next, Bob?
I think we got the gig because we have six original Christmas songs. So we're going to play another. Santa Brought the House Down was one of Jeff's tunes, and this is one of mine. It's called The Almost Christmas Eve Blues. It is the 23rd of December. Baby, I'm thinking about you. It's the 23rd of December. Oh, baby, I'm thinking about you. There's just so many miles between us. Don't know what to do. You know, I could take the Greyhound, but I think I'll call my old friend Saint Nick. And I could catch the Katie, but I think I'll call my old friend Saint Nick. There's just 2 days till Christmas. Santa, won't you get me there quick? I got the almost Christmas Eve blues. Oh, I'm sitting here wondering how to get home to you. My car won't start, the bus is too slow. I got 2 days to get there, I'll meet you under the mistletoe. Home to you.
My car won't start. The bus is too slow. I got 2 days to get there. I'll meet you under the mistletoe. Yes, it's the 23rd of December. Looking like my Christmas will be blue. It's the 23rd of December. Looking like my Christmas will be blue. I need old Santa Claus to deliver me home to you. I got the almost Christmassy blues. The almost Christmassy blues. Almost Christmassy blues. I got the almost Christmassy blues. Almost Christmassy blues.
All right, now you know the words. Everybody's singing here. Are you ready?
I got the almost Christmassy blues.
Sounded good.
Almost Christmassy blues. Help me, help me, help me.
Almost Christmassy blues.
I'ma slide down your chimney, baby.
Almost Christmassy blues.
Meet you under the mistletoe, you know.
Almost Christmassy blues.
Almost Christmassy blues.
One more time now, everybody's doing it.
Almost Christmassy blues.
I think you're going to owe these singers extra royalties. It sounded good on that one. All right, well, we have a new record out. It's called 33 and a Third because the Blue Band is 33 and a third years old this year. We thought doing vinyl was a natural for 33 and a third. This actually is our sixth vinyl LP, but our first in 25 years. Doug is the singer of this one that's on that record called Take It All.
Take a little bit of that you and I style sax. grow cold now, baby. Take it all. Take a little ride on that flying V.
Singer-songwriter Ben Schmidt joining us live in studio.
I'm Karen Impola, and we've got live music from The Ponds.
Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio.
Adding Iowa's talent to a world of music. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer, and we have Bob Dorr and the Blue Band on our stage once again. It's been years since they've been on our stage. We're so happy to have them back. We have a packed house here at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. That's where Java Blend is normally recorded most Friday afternoons of the year, but we do get around to other parts of the state. If you'd like to find out more about our events or our broadcasts or a podcast, you can download this entire hour of fabulous music for free by going to iowapublicradio.org. And that's where you find out about our events and our broadcasts as well. Bob Dorr introducing us to the latest version of his band, which goes back 33 and a third years. That's the name of the latest album they put out, also on vinyl. And Bob, before you launch into some more music, I promised you to take you in this little time machine. Hold my hand, let's go back. 1981, Ronald Reagan's first year in office.
Really?
Teamed up with Margaret Thatcher on the world stage of geopolitics, as we know. We just lost John Lennon in 1981. In December of 1980, he was murdered. Muhammad Ali retired in 1981.
Really?
His record, 55 wins, 5 defeats is all. Lady Di married Prince Charles in 1981.
I missed it!
At that same time, we know we want a word about the genesis of this band. What brought this band together in 1981 for you?
Oh, man, what brought this band together? Well, I traveled with a brilliant violin player named Molly Nova at that time, and we were in another little group called Little Red Rooster that mostly lived in Minneapolis. We kept Little Red Rooster together for about a year, and then that kind of dissolved, and we wound up with 3 signed contracts to go and play someplace. And I called up and I said, well, there really isn't a Little Red Rooster band. And they said, well, I have a contract. Just show up with whoever you want. So we put up an ad at Stebb's Bar in Cedar Falls and got a bunch of ragamuffins to respond to play 3 gigs. And we thought it was just a giant laugh.
Says he wasn't in on this.
Jeff
stage.
Was in between bands, living in South Dakota, playing in another band at that time. Jeff joined about 3 months after we got started in June. And we put together this group, and we thought, oh, it's not going to last, so let's just have a big laugh over a really famous R&B singer, Bobby Blue Bland. And so we thought, oh, man, we'll just be Bobby's Blue Band. Ha, 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 ha.
That was it.
Yeah. And the people that got the joke, they thought we were trying to rip off Bobby Bland, and but most people did not even get the joke. So it just became the Blue Band after that. But those three gigs wound up being better than any of the 5 years' worth of gigs of Little Red Rooster, and we kept going, and here we are 33 and a third years later, and that was a long story for not very much, wasn't it?
Bob Dorr and the Blue Band with us on this edition of Java Blend. Let's go back to music. You can find out more about the band by going to their website, theblueband.com. What do you got next? Holiday music or otherwise?
This is one of Jeff's instrumentals, and you may or may not know that Jeff is a prostate cancer survivor and had most of his treatment and surgery here at the University of Iowa hospitals. And he wrote this instrumental for the guy who saved his life. It's called Shelter from the Storm. You guys ever seen the movie The Commitments? It's this about this giant 7 or 8-piece soul band in England, and this is had to come out in the maybe even earlier mid 90s anyway, back in the days when I was drinking heavily. I got rip-roaring drunk and watched The Commitments, this kind of soul tribe, really, they were. And the movie stopped. It was Christmas time. I wrote this Christmas song in about 4 minutes, inspired by the big soul band, The Commitments. Give me some soul for Christmas.
I don't need no Yuletide long. I don't want no smart dag dog. Jolly old Saint Nick just doesn't do the trick. Give me some soul for Christmas. Gotta have soul for Christmas. Sweet soul for Christmas. Give me some soul for Christmas. Treat for me and my kin. Only wreath I want is Aretha Franklin. Don't want to hear no jingle bells. I just gotta have some of that Archie Bell in the drills. Give me some soul for Christmas. Gotta have soul for Christmas. Sweet soul for Christmas. Give me some soul for Christmas. Some of that funky, funky noise. Let the turtle doves fly. Keep your golden rings. B.B., Albert, and Freddie are my three kings. Give me some soul for Christmas. Gotta have soul for Christmas. Sweet soul for Christmas. Give me some soul.
Nolan Schrader playing the saxophone on that one. It's group drink time. The name of this one is called Santa Drank Too Much Coffee. Well now, Santa drank too much coffee, 'cause he had to work all night. I said Santa drank too much coffee, 'cause he had to work all night. Now he's got the job of jitters, but he'll be alright. I said ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 Happy New Year. Oh yeah, oh, oh yeah. Well now, Santa couldn't sleep on Christmas night because of that caffeine buzz. I said Santa couldn't sleep on Christmas night because of that caffeine buzz. When you're drinking too much coffee, that's what it does. I said a ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 Happy New Year. Oh yeah, oh, oh yeah. Good on New Year's Eve, cause he ain't worked in a while. I said Santa's feeling good on New Year's Eve, cause he ain't worked in a while. You know he's going to a party, bring the new year in style. I said a ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 Happy New Year. Oh yeah, oh, oh yeah. Come on now, everybody. I say a ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 Happy New Year. Oh yeah, oh, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh, oh yeah. Give me that double espresso caffeine, won't you? All right. How in the world did we ever play this with a Hammond organ on stage? The last time we were here, Sam Salamone, the noted Iowa Hammond organ player, was also with us at that time. How we got a set of drums, all this stuff, and a Hammond organ up here, I have no idea. Christmas magic. This is my favorite song on 33 and a third. It's a tune that Jeff wrote called I Like to Rock in the Morning, which is not one of my theme songs. I love this song, but morning and I are oil, water. Can't believe I got here before 1 o'clock.
I asked Bob to sing this, but he said, I don't think I can get behind these lyrics.
Morning.
I like to rock in the morning and take it easy in the afternoon. I like to rock in the morning and take it easy in the afternoon. It's over way too soon, Samanite. 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 It's over way too soon. My lady said that I'm slowing down, and I do believe it's true. We'll be right back.
me.
I like to rock in the morning.
Take it easy into the afternoon.
I like to rock in the morning.
He takes it easy in the afternoon.
But my night, it's over way too soon.
I told you you'd like that one.
I'm Bob Doerr, driving the Blues Bus down Blue Avenue.
This is the World Cafe in our session.
I'm Mark Simmet. Time now for our live set from the Iowa
Band. Eclectic music and live performance from around the world and around the corner. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. This hour, we have Bob Doerr and the Blue Band. If you just tuned in, it means you've missed a lot of great music. But fortunately, unlike when this band was founded in 1981, we have podcasts at iowapublicradio.org. You can download this entire performance that's been given to this elite crowd, the people who came here early to the Java House in downtown Iowa City. Got their seats and are enjoying.
Play it over and over again on Christmas.
There you go. Bob Doerr and the Blue Band. Bob, along with Jeff Peterson, longtime cohort, Steve Hayes on the drums, Doug Norton, Eddie McKinley, Nolan Schrader making the band. Oh, sounds so awesome. I was trying to think of the first time that I saw you perform, Bob. This would have been, you said it was founded in 81. I probably saw you a few years after that. University.
You weren't even a teenager then, were you?
No, I was in college by that time.
Okay.
And you will remember this venue of Iowa City's venue, the Crow's Nest.
Oh, man. Which one?
Boy, I don't know.
There was two. There was one on Washington Street right next to Gabe's.
Yeah. No, I don't think it was that one.
And then the one over on Dubuque Street that was this giant cavernous kind of concert club. That's the one?
That's the one.
See, you're younger than you thought. You don't even remember the original Crow's Nest.
I remember being so much into you and going to see you live. I loved your music.
I was underage when I was playing there.
I remember that night saying, "This is such an awesome band," with my friends. But then the other memory of that night is there was a huge bar fight at the Crow's Nest. Did that happen often with your music? I've always wanted to know, do you incite bar fights? Because I'm sitting there.
I was never part of that.
I was sitting there enjoying, yes, a beer, and listening to your music, and all of a sudden, tables and chairs all over. I was on the floor.
Really?
Yes. You can't clear that up for me.
I do not recall. Jeff says he does.
You remember that, Jeff?
Yes, a guy fell through the ceiling, literally, and landed on my lap steel.
I remember the guy. There was a guy. I mean, it was like a guy was going across the rafters.
Yes.
Across the dance floor and fell, almost impinged himself on like a radio antenna for a wireless microphone thing.
We've got a few more minutes. Let's go back to music. Bob Doerr and the Blue Band with us. You folks, this is not unusual, but it is a coffee house. You have them dancing here at the Java House.
Thanks.
That does not happen very often.
Thank you a lot.
Or at
you
all.
You must have had a lot of coffee.
Let's go back to music with Bob Doerr.
We want to send this one out to Dan Magarell, who is a longtime Iowa City resident and played in our band for 6 or 7 years towards the end of the 90s. And he, at that time, was the primary songwriter for our group. And we got a really, really nice take of this recording. So we put it out on the vinyl again. This came out in, I think, 1992. Goes back to a really old record that Dan was a part of, and I know he's going to be listening to the podcast in New Hampshire where he lives these days. It's called Arc Welded. When we first met, it was almost too much. Electricity eyes, too hot to touch.
look that I could not escape. I lowered my shades and I drank in her shade. She was tall, lean and mean, looking lonely and proud. Had to stop myself from crying out loud. When she opened her mouth to speak to a friend, I could see that this was the end. I had to have her. She was the energy I lost. She had to be mine. She spoke to me first. Dance, asked a voice I'd never heard before. 10,000 volts rushed through my body. When I touched her hair, her beauty was crushing, but her touch was light. I held her to me with all of my might.
Schrader and Eddie McKinley blowing the saxophone on that one. Jeff and I also do a duo. Jeff and I are the last people in the group that are still trying to make a living at playing music for. And so we have a duo that we recorded this song originally, and so this will be a scoop for Iowa Public Radio. I don't think have ever recorded this song with the full band. It's normally just a duo thing, so you'll probably want to tune in and podcast this forever and ever. It's called Give Me Your Kiss for Christmas. On the road at Christmas, my thoughts come on home to you. The sway in your way, the dimple in your cheek, the way you do what you do when you do. When I'm asked what I want for Christmas, my answer will always be this: it's your lips that I miss. Give me your kiss for Christmas. Got a real fine design with a sugar plum smile. Just can't get enough of you, baby. You know your loving's always in style. Yeah, you got all of that But I'm gonna tell Santa this. It's your lips that I miss. Give me your kiss for Christmas. Your presents underneath the Christmas tree, among all the sparkle and wonder, babe, I hope you're thinking about me. I don't need no tie or Rolex, 'cause right at the top of my list it says it's your lips that I miss. Give me your kiss for Christmas. Yeah, now it's your lips that I miss. Give me your kiss for Christmas. You know it's your lips that I miss. Give me your kiss for Christmas. Pucker up. This is a song by our friend Billy Janey, who's written a number of songs that we've covered over the years. He's an Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Iowa Blues Hall of Famer himself from Cedar Rapids. It's called Smoke and Mirrors.
We like smoke and mirrors, but they're hard to keep lit.
Reflect on that.
I've used that line now for almost 25 years. It never gets a laugh. Keep trying. That's why I keep saying it. Well, now you're fooling with your smoke and mirrors. Gonna start a fire of tears. I can see reflections of you. A face that I thought I once knew. I'm burning like the desert sun, hotter than a smoking gun. You can run, oh, but you can't hide with your smoking mirrors. Seven years of bad luck. Careful now, you might. You think that I don't know about your hocus pocus show. I'm burning like the desert sun. I'm hotter than a smoking gun. You can run, oh, but you can't hide with your smoking mirrors. Smoke! a new kind of magic you'll see.
I'm burning like the desert sun,
hotter than a smoking gun.
You can run, oh, but you can't hide
with your smoking mirrors.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, now you're fooling
with your smoking mirrors.
Yeah, just keep on fooling
with your smoking mirrors.
7 years of bad luck.
Careful now, you might get cut.
Just who do you think you're fooling
with your smoking mirrors?
Smoke, smoke, smoking mirrors. Smoke, smoke, smoking mirrors. Smoke, smoke, smoking mirrors. Smoke, 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 smoking mirrors.
Thank you.
Bob Dorr and the Blue Band performing Smoke and Mirrors. Unfortunately, that's the second to last tune we're going to hear this hour. We still have time for one more, Bob.
Christmas song.
Okay, man. We'll go there. I've got to thank a few people. I want to thank Jim Davies, our on-site sound engineer.
Please.
Back there.
Yeah.
Phil Moss, our technical producer. Derek Kellison right here, my assistant producer. Bringing this music and bringing Bob Dorr and the Blue Band after 33 and a half years. You know, young people will not perhaps get the significance of 33 and a half.
33 and a third.
33 and a third. Did I say half?
It must be half by now.
I'm allowed to show my age too, right? 33 and a third was the rotation speed of an LP, right?
Correct.
So I've got an idea. We're going to have you back on this stage when you bring out your next... Well, you'll have several in between, but if I can be so bold, in the year 2059, you can bring out an album called 78.
We'll have a 45 before then.
Oh, there you got your. Oh, I went too far. Well, the message here, Bob, as you take us out.
Jeff and I made Cylinders.
You made
Thomas Edison was there. Right?
Thomas Edison was the engineer on that.
Nolan Schrader, Eddie McKinley, Doug Norton, Steve Hayes, Jeff Peterson, and Bob Dorr. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Ben.
This whole hour and celebrating your 33 and a third year anniversary. The main message I wanted to tell you, and I know it's echoed by everybody here, Bob Dorr and the Blue Band, don't ever, ever stop making music.
Thank you for the encouragement. I think Jeff and I have decided that as long as it's fun, we're going to keep doing it. And it could be not fun any minute, but it's fun so far. Thanks very much for inviting us to be part of this really fun thing that you got going on Iowa Public Radio. This is one more for the Christmas time. Another tune that Jeff wrote called Santa's Got a Lot on His Mind. This is not a real estate thing. It's even early for me, I know. Well, it's Christmas Eve with a lot to be done. For old Saint Nick, it ain't no fun. Like who gets this and who gets that? Can the reindeer fly if he's so fat? Oh yeah, Santa's got a lot on his mind. Well, it's cold at the pole when the sun goes down. And it's time for Claus to go town to town. He's gotta go here and he's gotta go there. You know he's gotta go just about everywhere. sick reindeer and a big old sleigh that's hard to steer. There's not enough time to get everything done. You know I said it before, it just ain't no fun. Oh yeah, Santa's got a lot on his back. Woo. I said Santa's got a lot on his back. You know Santa got a lot on his back. I said Santa's got a lot on his mind. You know Santa got a lot on his mind.